Do you sometimes find your prayers being almost by habit, not really stopping and thinking about it? Sometimes even our prayers of thanksgiving are like that. You know, we close our eyes and we say, Father, I thank you so much for this food and for this day, for my family and for every blessings, and I thank you for our house and our church and our friends, and of course, thank you for Jesus. And you never really stop and thought about a single one of those. It's just ritualism. I mean, you can say all of that and a whole lot more without thinking at all about what you said. You just kind of open up that little trap door of your mind that has all those phrases in it, and they just pour out, and you're not really thinking. You ever do that? I think probably all of us have at various times. And it's so easy to fall into that rut, I guess you'd call it, of ritualism, that rut of not thinking about it, going through the motions. That's what we've always done. You think about it, by the time, you know, if you grew up in the church, by the time you reach 30, if you've been to most of the worship, how many prayers have you heard? Public prayers. To every worship at least, an opening and a closing prayer, and it gets up in the hundreds and hundreds that you hear very quickly. And sometimes we just spout what we've heard. It can affect our whole worship. Have you ever sung a song and never thought about a single one of the words? You're singing along and all of a sudden you look down at the book and you think, where are we? Oh yeah, here we are. We're in the third verse already? Don't you do that sometimes? Without thinking about a thing. It just is a ritual. And folks, that can hurt our relationships. I mean, our conversation with our spouse can go something like this. Never get deeper than the superficial. How are you? Good. You? Well, fine. How are the kids? Oh, they're good. How was your day? Fine. And you go on. And you haven't communicated a thing. You haven't even really expressed a concern about anything. You just... And I wonder sometimes what would happen if you walked in the door, looked at your spouse and went... And walked on into the other room. What would they do? You know, we say a lot of things without really thinking about it. You see someone on the street, hey, how you doing? Your mind's... I remember when we moved to Akron, elder got me aside and said, don't ask sister so-and-so how she's doing. I said, really? He said, she will tell you. And you've got about a 15-minute dissertation on all of her aches and pains and all of her problems. And they didn't. And I did. And she did. And she got all done with this speech. And I said, and now how really are you? And she started laughing. She said, well, I guess I'm not doing bad for an old lady. And the two of us got along great after that. She didn't even think about it. You ask her how she was. Well, my arthritis isn't doing too well today, and my knees are creaking, and my back's hurting, and you know, I've been to the doctor, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Without even thinking about it. And when I asked her how she really doing, she had to stop and think. And she wasn't doing bad. Not doing bad at all. That's one of the things I like about Thanksgiving. Yeah, I told you it's my favorite holiday. I've been talking about it for Sunday night and last Wednesday night. You're going to get tired of hearing about Thanksgiving. But it hasn't become so completely commercialized. I think really it's one of the least commercial of the holidays. It's mostly about a very important attitude. And that's gratitude. And that causes us to think if we're really going to be grateful. I'm not talking about the ritualistic thank you for this day kind of gratitude, but genuine, from the heart, thanksgiving. Not the name, I'm talking about the act of thanksgiving. How are you doing with that? I recommend that you take a little bit of time, just a few minutes. It may run longer than that, but just plan to take a few minutes in a prayer that's entirely focused on thanksgiving. I mean, don't ask for anything. Just express your thanks to God. You can ask in another prayer later for all the things that you want and need. But I'm talking about a prayer just thank God. I think it'll change your whole day. It really will. I mean, thank Him for His creation. Thank Him for His Son, for His church. Thank Him for salvation. Thank Him for your family. Thank Him for your food. Thank Him for your friends. Thank Him for the congregation. Just thank Him. And think about what that'll do. George Herbert, famous author, said, "Thou hast given so much to me, give me one thing more, a grateful heart. Not thankful when it pleases me, as if thy blessings had spare days, but such a heart as pulses with your praise." Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You need to spend a little bit of time thinking and meditating on Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. There's really some very deep thoughts in there. Paul wrote to that wonderful church, he said, "Be anxious for nothing." You got a problem with anxiousness, with worry and concern? That stuff eats you up, folks. Paul says, "Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." Did you hear that? Thanksgiving. "Let your request be made known to God in the peace of God." Oh, do you need peace in your life? Huh, don't we all? I mean, we live in such a mad pace, and there's so much information coming at us. I mean, Twinkies are going off the market, and then they're not, and then they are, and then they're not. I mean, who can stand all that? And that's just a lighthearted example of all the pressure that comes on us. Israel's going into Gaza, and then they're not, and then they are. And then they blow up a bus, and then they're going in, and then they're not. And you know if they go in, that's going to end up some of our finest going in with them in one way or another, and we'll lose more troops. It's an awful lot to be worried about. Of course, then there's the fiscal cliff that's hanging out there that everybody loves to talk about. Be anxious for nothing, but let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Did you hear that word guard? That's a military term in the original. That's somebody standing there stopping anything from coming in. If you give thanks to God in everything, then your hearts will be guarded. How are you doing on Thanksgiving? Oh, I suspect all of us will do pretty well tomorrow. Our wastelands will expand a little bit. We'll break Zach's scale if he brings it so we don't have to step on it for a couple of weeks till we can get it back off. But how are you doing on Thanksgiving? Are you? Or are you just looking at this life and this world and saying, "I don't have that much to be thankful for. I've got this problem and that problem and the next problem and the next problem and the next one." Sure you do. Did you hear that? Everything. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Have you been? If you've not, then I want to tell you, you're missing a real blessing of being a Christian. As a matter of fact, if you've not been giving thanks, you're disobeying one of God's commands. And you need to repent. You need to change. You need to change. Can we help? Can we pray with you and pray for you? Now, if you've never been immersed for the forgiveness of your sins, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving is not going to get the job done. Jesus said, "Why say, Lord, Lord, unto me, and not do the will of my Father," Matthew 7. Don't waste your time. You need to believe. You need to repent. You need to confess and be buried with Him in baptism. And then that help is there. Then that guard steps forward if you're giving thanks. Can we help? Please, let your need be known while we stand and sing.